Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi, Siman Tov Reish Sadi Hey. We are up to Dinei Sudas Purim. This is one of the unique simanim that begin with the Ramah before the Shulchan Aruch. So the Ramah sticks himself in there even before Sif Aleph. Haga Mitzvah Laharbois Besudas Purim uBesuda Achas Yoytzim. So the Ramah starts off the siman with a little bit of an intro, and he says it's a mitzvah to go ahead and be marbe, to have a nice big. Sudas Purim. It's a mitzvah not to just have a little, small suda, but laharbois besudas Purim. But with suda achas yotze. But you yotze the mitzvah with one suda. It should be a gezunta suda, but you should have one. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Malach. With suda achas yotze. Lafuke niman de amar de chayiv lechol gam balaila shel yidalid. Dum yedim. This is coming to exclude the man de amar that says that you have to have a suda also on the night of Purim, like Megillah. Like Megillah we have at night and then in the morning. So, this is excluding that position. When we come akom nachal nachal gam balayla, we'll see that it's also appropriate to have somewhat of a achila, specifically the Purim on the night of Purim. Ukid lakame b'sif aleph b'hagoyah. We'll see this coming up in Sif Aleph momentarily in the Ramah in Sif Aleph. So what's Sif Aleph? Go back now to Shulchan Aruch. Sif Aleph. Sudas Purim shasob balayla lo yatzei dechavah. So a sudas Purim that you did at night, you're not yotze. When we come akom gam balayla yismach. But he says the Ramah that still one should be misameach at night, biyarbek tzas besuda, and have a shtickle suda. So this is, I guess, where people are heter to drink at night, but it's a shvacha mera heter. That's why he says yarbek tzas besuda. I'd say kal v'choyme b'shtia. But let's look at the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Beis. Sha'asa la'layla haynu b'leil yud dal. I'm talking about the leil yud dal. I'm not talking about leil tezvav. The leil tezvav of ne'ayara was pshita. The night of the Tezvav for the people in non-walled cities, it's Pashit, you're not, you can't have your suda then. The Kfar Rav is mana, because this mana is, it's already past this mana. This mana is Yudalah. Obviously, you're not talking about Tezvav at night. His point is even Yudalah at night, you're not Yotze Yisuda, if you had Yisuda, Yudalah at night. Then he says, Gimel, B'yarbek Tzas B'suda. He says a person should go ahead and have a little bit of suda at night. Afil Kishachal HaYudalah B'mitzvah Shabbos. And this is even if Yudalid falls out on Maitzei Shabbos, the Asa Suda Chashuva Suda Shlishis, that you make a stam on the night of Yudalid, even if you already had a nice meal at Shalashuris, there's still an Indian on Maitzei Shabbos, like besides the Mava Malka, to have another Shtikli Ribui Ksas of Suda for the night of Purim. You come up to the Harbois Ksas, but Laila for Purim. Still, you have to go ahead and add a shtickle, l'chvod Purim, on Moti Shabbos, to the Malav Malka, ach ein a suda kabo l'machar. But it's not like the suda the next day, the Shem Sarach l'habis b'yoyser, there you really have to pour it on, literally. Kasu achreinim, the nachon l'lboish, big day Shabbos, and the achreinim write that it's appropriate to wear the big day Shabbos, gamkein miba erev, also at night. That's why there are many people that, you know, dafka, don't dress up in costumes already at the davening. I'll put on whatever dress up, whatever costumes, whatever inyanim of dressing up on Purim is after the davening. But again, it's already been known people get up and wear a shtickle Purim costumes even at davening. I guess the idea would be that that's sort of like the dressing up for Purim, like a din in Purim. That's your clothes of Purim. Anyway, it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah, it's not going to be the Shabbos for the actual mitzvahs of Purim and for the day of Purim, and you know for sure during the davening. But you see from here, you know, barring the dressing up that you're doing, you should be wearing big day Shabbos. B'yimtza, achakach, b'beso, neiros doltois, b'shulchan aruch, u'mita mutzas. And also you should have, in the home, should be found to be, you have the lights on, and the table set, and the bed's made. In other words, the same inyanim that you have by Shabbos and Yom Tov, that the house should be appropriate for Shabbos and Yom Tov, should also be for Purim, I guess. He's not talking about after Yisuda, because that's going to be a little difficult to keep it nice and tidy after the Suda. Well, it will depend on, obviously, what sheet that we're talking about now in Sif Beis coming up. Here we go, Sif Beis. Chayiv initially the Sumei Bipuria. So it's, a person is Chayiv to get Livesumei, to get drunk on Purim, ad or to be happy and get drunk, or whatever you want to say, ad lo yada bein oror haman levarach Mordechai. Until you don't know the difference between Arar Haman and Baruch Mordechai, which has so many different pshatim as to what that means exactly. Is a different pshatim what Adel Lo Yada means, and also a different pshatim what Bein Arar Haman Le Baruch Mordechai means. Okay, we're going to see some of them here in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. And then afterwards, hopefully we'll have time, we'll go through a slew and spread of the different shitos involved here. But let's first deal with what we have in front of us in the Shulchan Aruch, Rambam, and the Mishnah Berurah. So that's the Shulchan Aruch. So in the Shulchan Aruch, very interesting, it sounds like you're getting drunk. Adelo Yada, Pashup Shah. Although it's very interesting, the Beis Yosef, who happens to be the Shulchan Aruch, he happens to go with the shitos, we'll see, of Rabbi Ephraim, who holds that it's also to get drunk. So it's people want to be Sameach on the Shulchan Aruch to get drunk, as opposed to the Rambam. Anyway, we're Ashkenazim anyway. But the Shulchan Aruch himself, as we'll see, Beis Yosef doesn't exactly support the Pashut reading of this Shulchan Aruch. So you might have to read it with some Taish. Unless you hold the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch with different people. He changed his mind when he got to the Shulchan Aruch. Anyway, the Yesh Omrim, the Ein Sarach L'Shtaker Kol Kach. So comes the Rambam, he says, no, Yesh Omrim, you don't have to get so drunk. You drink more than normally. And go shlufaru. That is, you know, the Kol says the Rambam has this pshat. And that's the pshat that you don't know bein Ar Haman leBaruch Mordechai, that you sleep a shtickle, and then you won't know the difference between Ar Haman and Baruch Mordechai. Okay, the echad hamarba, the echad hamamit. And whether you drink a lot or whether you drink a little, but the most important thing, okay, is that you're mechaveh libo l'shamayim. So that sounds like, you know, the Rambam is giving ahead that, you know, not paskening dafka like the Yesh Omrim, but he puts in levad sheikaveh libo l'shamayim, which then basically goes back that, you know, you got to be mechaveh libo l'shamayim. So you got to ask yourself, is that what you're doing when you're getting drunk? Or it's, oh, we can't drink all year in yeshiva. Now we can. So let's go for it. The endless sinais. Okay, so let's look at the Mishnah Berurah on this. Bein Arur Haman. So he's going to give one shot here. We'll see some others afterwards. Shazet, what does it mean? Arur Haman. Bein Arur Haman le Baruch Mordechai. Like, what does that mean? Especially if you're assuming the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mean like totally wasted. So, like, what does it mean that you don't know Bein Arur Haman le Baruch Mordechai? Even if you're drunk, you know the difference between Arur Haman and Baruch Mordechai. So he says, no. What it means is as follows. Shezem Apollo Rishayna Shenatal Nekama Rabba Bimena. Arur Haman was the first thing that you're Mesameach for. That the first thing was the downfall of who? The downfall of Haman. Right? That was the first Mapollo Rishona. That there was Nekama from Amalek, from Haman. The O Tova Yisera. And then there was another, even greater hodah that's necessary for a greater tova. Yeah, what? Mizeh. Gedulas Mordechai. That Mordechai was put in a position and given over, Beis Haman was given to Mordechai. Sheberchah Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shehalah L'malam Mirosh. Right, it was a total flip. And Mordechai now was put in the position of where Haman was. V'nei, Kodem Sheshtaker. So before he got drunk, before he got drunk, he for sure was able to give Odah on these two Tavos and recognizing the difference between the first Tava of the Hapala of Haman and the second greater Hatava of the Ha'ala of Mordechai. And that's what Chazal is saying. Lo Yavsik, you shouldn't stop giving on this Simcha until you get to the point. You could stop at the point where if you no longer can give the Shevach or Dodger Kosh Baruch Hu in recognizing the difference between these two Tovos, then you stop. So now he's saying, a person has to be careful, right? Even if you are getting drunk, that you have to be careful minimally, you gotta be able to say a brachas. Then it'll be a simcha shel mitzvah. And I ain't check out the Prima Gadim who writes, the Indian Sudas Purim, Umatanas Levyanin, Umashalach Manais, Efshar Tzarach Kavana Alzer, it's possible you need to have Kavana, the Shay Mitzvah, right? Because these are mitzvahs, and if it's mitzvahs, and mitzvahs, Shechas Kavana, you have to have Kavana, the Shay Mitzvahs, Hinani Mukhan Mizuman, you have to have Kavana, the Mikayim, Mitzvah Hashem, which is really the Mitzvah Chachamim here, but Mitzvah Chachamim is Mitzvah Hashem, right? You say, you don't have to say brachos of birchas mitzvah on these mitzvahs, but you still have to have kavana l'shem mitzvah according to the Prima Gadim. Sifkat and hey, the yishan umitoch sheyashan. So he says as follows that if you, the Rama says that it doesn't mean to get drunk; it means to drink enough to get you sleepy, go to sleep, and that's the chiluk. Comes the Mishnah Brura, okay? If you're a yomi guy, says v'chein roi lasais. He says v'chein roi lasais. That's the opinion you should follow to drink enough to get you tired to take a little shlofaru, okay? Let's say I'm such a good drinker that unless I really get trashed, I can't fall asleep. So I'm a chuyuf. Heiter. Okay, let's move on. Let's go back to the Ramah. The ain lis anais the Purim milvad tainis chalom. That you should not go ahead and fast on Purim except for a tainis chalom, which is that tainis that we all know about. You can even possibly fast on Shabbos. This tainis, when you again nowadays, the poskim say you're stop having a nightmare from the schmutz that you watched or have seen somewhere during the day. But at a different time, there was an Indian of a tainis chalom. And it was a shtickle, like mini, like I don't know if you call it nevuah, but it definitely was serious enough for a person to get jolted by it. So you let it have a tightness over a chalom. It says ve'ayin la'el siman tafkuf samaches ve'siman tafkuf ayin. And he said to check out there siman tafkuf samach and siman tafkuf ayin. Look at the Mishnah Brura. Siv patam vav mavad tightness chalom v'yasada ad achar mincha. But even the fasting of a tightness chalom on Purim, you can't go ahead and fast the whole day, because you have a chiv to have the suda. So you go ahead and you fast until after mincha, and then you have your suda. V'yochal kodem b'yasa shamesh, rak pamachas, and you'll eat before nightfall one time, to be m'kayin mitzvah suda. Hanishba l'sanech Purim, the person who takes a shvua to fast on Purim, yire lahatir shvuaso, he has to go ahead and be matir. It appears to him that he should go ahead and be matir such a shvua, because then he's in shtickle trouble, because being able to be m'kayin is mitzvah Purim. Of Suda's Purim. Tzivkot Nzayim Va'ein Le'el Simen Tavkuf Samaches. Sifhei V'Simen Tavkuf Ayin B'chol HaSimen. There talks about the halachas of Tainas Chalom. How you have to be, if you are doing a Tainas Chalom, you have to make it up with another Tainas after that Tainas that you had on either Purim or Shabbos, whenever it is you had it, when you weren't really ideally supposed to have it. We now move weiter in the Ramah. Yesh Nagel Lubosh B'Day Shabbos V'Yom Tov V'Purim. There are those that had a minhag to wear B'Day Shabbos and Yom Tov V'Purim, as we mentioned before. And that's appropriate. And the minhag is lasois sudas purim la'achar mincha. The minhag is to have your sudas purim when after mincha the arvis yispalu b'layla and ma'ariv. You go ahead and you daven at night. Mispalim, because you know that because there are certain times you're allowed to daven ma'ariv. You have to plan here. Makbet arvis at night. Have your suda after mincha. And you should go ahead and daven mincha early when it's still a lot left of the day. So this way, because since the majority of the suda needs to be by day, meaning you go into the night, but you shouldn't be like those who have the minhag to start the suda samach erev, close to already the night of the 15th, and then ikra suda hilal tesvav. The ikra suda will then be tesvav, which is not really correct. You have to have the ikar of Yesuda by day. Ukeshechal Purim biyom shishi. If Purim falls out on Friday, like we have this year, and us Yudal people, Hasuda b'shachris. I say us Yudal people because Tzvah people have the Suda on Sunday, as we remember. But for Yudal people, so on Yom Shishi, Yasu Hasuda b'shachris, Mishum Kvod Shabbos, should have Yesuda in the morning, Mishum Kvod Shabbos, Alf Kvod Shabbos. There is an Indian of what's called Paris Mappa that we'll talk about at another time. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura on this. Sifkat and Ches, La'achar Mincha. So the minhag is to do it after Mincha. Why not do it after Shachris? Hadlo Nehigi Lachos of Shachris. Why not do it Shachris? It's L'chayra, maybe even better to do it then. Reason Matim L'mitzvahs. Mishum Betrudim B'Mishalach Manais. People after they're busy with Mishalach Manais. B'Mishachit Berov. Ala Mincha. And it takes up time until Mincha. Once the Zman Mincha comes, you can't have the Suda before you go ahead and daven Mincha. So therefore, the Minhag is to come, you daven Mincha before the Suda, and then have the Suda. Sifkat and Tes, Be'od HaYom Gadol, Kosav Eli Yo Rabba, B'Shem Ashla, HaMeshubach, Misha Ose Suda B'Shachas. It happens to be Meshubach, although this is not the Minhag HaOlam, okay, to have your Suda in Shachas, because that's what I said. So he's a Makdimin Le'mitzis. Okay, that's the idea. And also they bring up the point that the Suda is neged the Suda Esther that she made Lemelech, and the they say that the Suda of the Malachim was Lechol, okay, Bayoim, Baboger, Anyway, let's move. I did the chasav od. She yikave it's anshe beso v'chaveirav. That, I guess we got to tell the government this, that yikave it's anshe beso v'chaveirav. You're supposed to go ahead and bring not only your nuclear family, your chaveirav. Come on, the talmidim. Let's call up. Bibi, Mr. Brura, are you a yoni guy or not? What's going on? Ziyashal esmach karoi v'yachid. You can't be sameach karoi v'yachid. What do you mean? You guys come to yeshiva being sameach. You get a lot of people together. Umikomakom, yesimcha. Umikomakom, yesimcha. Shall divrei taira. But minimally, it should be a simcha of divrei taira. Ukidilakame, as I see coming up. Right, you should have divrei taira at your suda. Finally, sif katan yud. That on a year like this year, when yudal it is on Friday, you have the suda b'shacharis. Haynu kodem chatzos hayom lechatchila. Lechatchila, it should be before Chatzos Hayom, Ayin, Biyad Ephraim, Meshukasa, B'Shem Ariel. Check out what he writes. Okay, he talks about it a little later than that. And that is today's Yomi. And we have how much time to go through the different, we have about 7 minutes here to go through the different sheets. We put together a whole spread over here of different approaches. Okay, so we'll give a little bit of a Yisite here and a Agbama. So we all know, okay, for those especially you guys who are B'Kiyah Splits guys, okay, so you all know that the Gemara in Megillah, right, Daf Zayin Amud Beis, says Chayiv Inish Livesume Bepuria Adelo Yada Bein Or Haman LeBaruch Mordechai. So a person seemingly is obligated to drink and get intoxicated on Purim until he cannot tell the difference between Or Haman and Baruch Mordechai. And the simple meaning of this is that we must get exceedingly drunk on Purim. That's the simple Pashup Shach. However, as you all know, the same way we are not Karaites and read Pashut Pshat of the Psukim and Torah Shebichsav, we also are not Karaites when it comes to Gemara. Okay, yes, if the Rishonim and the overwhelming Rishonim would learn it that way, so then it would be a Dabar Pashut. Okay, I'm not asking, I'm not paskening for anyone right now, but we're just going to give you the spread, and you do what you think is right, which means either be Machmir or ask your Paisek what should be done. That's how a person has to approach things, not just stam. Okay? So let's, here we're just yomi. We yomi, we don't paskin for you. We just give you the spread like Mr. Brewer does. Okay, here we go. So then he says, okay, we know that the Ramah went on and didn't seemingly go with the Pashas, the Yesh Oimrim, and we're not even so sure about the Shulchan Aruch, as we'll see very soon. But the next line in the Gemara makes it much more, because up until then, the Pashup Shat seemed very Pashup Shat. Get drunk. You don't know the difference anymore. You're so drunk, your mamas don't know the difference. But the problem is the Gemara, right away, right afterwards, as you guys know, who learned the Gemara, that we have the famous story of Rabbah and Rabbi Zera, who get extremely drunk together on Purim. So that sort of gives the, you know, they didn't really get very drunk. But it sounds like things didn't actually happen. So the end of the story was not such a great one, because based on that drunkenness, Rabbah seemed to proceed to go ahead and kill Rabbi Zera. And when he sobered up, he realized what he had done. And what did he do? He davened that Rabbi Zera would be brought back to life. And his tfilos, Baruch Hashem, were answered. Obviously, this is a very, this is an agadah that needs to be understood. But what that all means about dying, come back to life, that's not for us right now. But his tfilos were answered. Rabbi Zera came back to the world of the living. And the very next year, Rabbi Zera did not want, the Gemara says, did not want to join Rabbah for his Purim Suda, seemingly noting that a miracle, a nace, okay, ain't simchin al a nace. It's not a common occurrence to rely on a nace that you'll come back to life again. Okay, so there are different pshatim in all of this. Some explain, some understand that can't understand it literally, and that Rabbah did not actually kill Rabbi Zera, but many are bothered. And many of the Mefarshim are bothered by the Gemara's choice of words. I mean, even if he didn't actually kill him, still, you know, you don't just say he killed him. It doesn't sound like it's a good thing of what happened. Now, they basically ask, also, if the pshat is that you have to get drunk on Purim, then why is the Gemara then right away telling us the drastic consequences of, right, of following this mitzvah of getting drunk? And not only that, what exactly does it mean, you know, adelo yada? It's a very strange term, as we just said before. So there are many different approaches here. Some poskim, including the Rif and the Tur. The Rif and the Tur, when they bring down this mitzvah, they go kipshuto, that a person is supposed to get so drunk that he can't tell the difference, mamish, between Aror, Haman, and Baruch Mordechai. And they imply, this is both the Tur and the Rif, they imply that you get mamish drunk. However, Rabbeinu Ephraim, as I mentioned, Beis Yosef seems to side with, brought down by the Ran and the Baal HaMor, is totally the opposite. They maintain that since the Gemara tells the story of Rabbah and Rav Zeira, after having Paskin, that once you get drunk, it is not stam a nice tale, cautionary tale, that you know the Gemara is telling us of, you know, be careful because of excessive alcohol. Rather, it's coming to negate the halachic psak above, and it is basically a conclusion of the Gemara, according to these Rishonim, that it is usser to get drunk on Purim. So you have Mikotze Elakotze. You have an Ephraim who's saying it's usser to get drunk. Okay? And you have, okay, Ran and the Baal HaMor seem to be supporting that. And on the other hand, you have the Tur and the Rif saying, yes, get drunk. That's the Pashtus. And although the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, seems kipshuto like the Rif and the Tur, I ain't the Beis Yosef, where he basically very, very explicitly sides with the Rabbeinu Ephraim's understanding. Now, there were, as we said, there were different explanations as to what it means, Ad lo yada be'er haman l'baruch marachai. Okay? What does it mean? So, again, the most pashup shot is, you're so clueless, you don't know the difference. But we already saw that the Mishnah Berurah brought down one approach, Ramah brought down another approach, and we'll give a couple of others. Okay? Some understand this as meaning, again, see, if you understand that you're mamish trashed, so you understand. Okay, you don't even understand the difference between Aror Haman and Baruch Mordechai. But if you understand that you're on some level cognizant of what's going on, especially if you assume you have to do all the other mitzvahs, so then you're going to know the difference. So what does it mean? So some say, okay, believe it or not, that it's talking about that you can't, you don't know, you can't hold in the gematrias of Aror Haman and Baruch Mordechai. You know, obviously this is assuming a lesser degree of drunkenness. And others explain it means drinking until one can no longer, okay, as we saw, discern the greater nace of Haman's downfall. That's what we saw in the Mishnah Berurah. Haman's downfall to Mordechai's being risen, his meteoric rise to greatness. And another pshat is that what it's referring to is Ar Shoshanas Yaakov, the whole statement, like the whole rhyme. You can't say Shoshanas Yaakov anymore. Like it means Aror Haman Baruch Mordechai, Aru Razeresh. The whole thing you can't hold it down anymore. That's what it means. But all these pshatim are basically saying Rav Didya not to get totally trashed. And obviously you have here the different approaches that are brought down. But most of them seem to be, and if you want to say Rabbi Didya, he'll show you,
what are we talking about?
Getting drunk.
I didn't hear anything.
Drunk,
at all.
Getting drunk on Purim.
He's a friend.
But we definitely, like with everything, we ask shailas, we appreciate the different approaches brought down the Gabe, these halachas. But most of the poskim do say that even if you're getting drunk, you really have to be able to keep the mitzvahs, the majority of poskim do say that. You have to be able to not, okay, mess up with your brachas and be able to daven, figure out how you're going to be able to pull that off as well. And I get, like everything, ask the Paisek Hayeshiva.